We've all heard of the Philly cheesesteak.
Yes.
All over the world.
Yes.
The owner and descendant of the people who invented that Philly cheesesteak made a bet with Dario's Pizza in West Hempstead, Long Island.
Okay.
Regarding the Sixers and the Knicks.
Right.
And the series.
Uh-oh.
And we know who lost.
Yes.
The Sixers.
Yep.
And on the phone right now is Frank Oliveri. He's the proud owner of Philadelphia's iconic Pat's King of Steaks.
Ooh.
Your family invented the Philly cheesesteak?
Yes, back in 1930, my great uncle Pat invented both the Philly steak sandwich and the cheesesteak sandwich.
Oh my God.
Unbelievable.
We love him.
Well, thank you.
We love him.
We can't tell you.
I love him too.
Yeah. We can't tell you how much your family has brought happiness to our lives. Joy to our lives.
Joy.
I'm telling you, at this point, anybody with credit card debt or a Honda Civic makes cheesesteaks. So
you're right.
It's true.
You're right.
I'm making them good. I'm making them really good and mouthwatering. That's where you come in.
No, that's really the top of the mountain. This is the top of the mountain. The cheesesteaks here.
Yes.
Yeah.
Get a big cheese.
So you make this bet with Dario's Pizza. Do you know the person who owns Dario's?
No, so a few weeks ago, maybe a month ago, he popped up on my feed, Instagram feed, because, you know, everything cheesesteaks comes in, it's like overwhelming. And I kind of been following him. Then I heard that he put a sandwich on his menu, Philly cheesesteak suck or something like that.
Fight words. So yeah.
He really got my attention.
Poked the bear.
So I figured, let me just follow him a little more closely. And then all of a sudden, I said, you know what? Let's reach out to him. It'd be kind of fun. The Sixers were down 2-0. And I figured, you know, it was a losing bet anyway. But it was good for him, good for me.
Yeah.
Okay. And then what is the bet?
The bet is that I need to go up to his place up in Long Island. And I'm going up May 20th. I'm going to take a couple guys with me.
Write this down, May 20th. Right.
Listen, he's taking a couple guys with him.
You'll be safe.
I'm taking my Ray Donovan with me, and nice. I'm taking another guy, my friend Davide, who's actually friends with Dario.
Okay.
And we're going to go up there. I'm going to bring some of my product. I'm going to make some of my steaks for them, and then I'm going to spend some time making his sandwich and being very humble and get my chops busted.
Nice. Okay, you left out a part.
Which part's that?
You're going to be dressed in Knicks colors.
My wife Nancy's family's all from New York. Her dad was from the Bronx.
Okay.
My balls are going to get busted all for the rest of my life about this now.
Yeah. These pictures are never going away. These are Christmas cards. Yeah. These are birthday cards.
T-shirts, bumper stickers.
T-shirts.
Maybe a billboard.
No, it's never going away.
Yeah, no.
I'm never going to Thanksgiving dinner again.
No. Nah, you don't mind going away.
What part of this are you dreading the most?
Yeah, the ride. Listen, it's all fun. Listen, cheesesteaks are the leveling playground for everybody. What's to worry about? I mean, like, I'm going here making my things and I'm eating your things and I learn a little bit, I give a little bit. That's what it is.
It's the perfect sandwich. It's got everything. Meat group, cheese group, bread group.
How did your
everything and your chops busted. It's great.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. The whole package.
We have Louis' Lunch here, and they're credited with inventing the hamburger. And it was a steak place that there was a guy in a hurry, and he just wanted something quick that could travel. And they just put some of the chopped meat that was from the steaks together, squished it together, cooked it, and sent them on his way.
Yeah.
Again, quick was 10 minutes then.
Louis' Lunch. Yeah. That's the place you can't get ketchup.
Right, exactly.
Exactly right.
You can ask for it.
Exactly. I'm 62 years old. I'm in doing food all my life. I'm a classically trained French chef. I'm also a vegan chef.
Food is
my life. If you cut my, like, you cut me right now, I can probably bleed cheese whiz. But like, I'm Mornay sauce too. You know,
yum.
It's appetizing. So,
yeah, I know Louis French.
I love the guy.
I'm also a pizzaiola. So
okay,
I'm classically trained in pizza as
nice.
Well. So.
Well,
I've been to Pepe's, Sally's, all those.
Okay,
guys.
Great.
Good job. Oh, nice.
I like this guy.
Yeah.
All right. So, is there a story behind how the cheesesteak came about?
Sure. So, The iconic street where Rocky ran in the movie, and they threw him the orange.
Okay,
that's that's where we're located, base of the world famous Italian market. So my great uncle Pat, my grandfather's older brother, and he had a hot dog stand, and people would shop fresh every day, and they would get off the trolley, buy a hot dog, shop fresh, and then leave. And then one day he got tired of eating hot dogs and sent my grandfather to the butcher right down the street to get some trimmings, which was, he liked the ribeye. So brings it back, and the cab driver who ate hot dogs every day saw the sandwich and said, "Pat, make me one of those." And he said, "I have enough for my brother and I, but I'll give you half of mine." So he gives him, breaks the sandwich in half, gives it to the guy, cab driver, and the cab driver said, "Forget about hot dogs. This is the sandwich you should be making." And that was the invention of the Philly steak sandwich, because it was just Italian bread, meat, and onions. And then one of our employees was just eating cheese in the store, probably provolone, because we're Italian, and they just throw it on the grill, they put it on the bread, and they wanted something different, and that was the invention of the cheesesteak.
Damn, man. Mm. Yep. So simple, yet so delicious.
And then my dad, Frank, found Kraft cheese with it in 1956, and that became our signature sandwich because it was just faster to make.
Yeah, easier. Yeah, exactly.
And, but there's something, back then, you could probably pronounce most of the ingredients in cheese whiz.
Right.
that's right.
Yeah, the chef loves it. Yeah, chef
there is
forever.
Something magical about that cheese whiz.
It is, yeah. The right usage.
Yeah, it gets good for actually when, you know, for Halloween, you can actually use it to stick Halloween decorations to the wall.
Right. Or caulk windows.
Caulk windows, exactly.
We're talking to Frankie Oliveri, proud owner of Philadelphia's iconic Pat's King of Steaks, who's going to make good on his Sixers-Knicks bet.
See?
By going to Dario's Pizza in West Hempstead, Long Island. And guess who's on the phone right now?
Who that?
It's Lewis, the owner of Dario's.
Oh, hey. Just talking
about
you.
Good morning.
Morning.
Hey.
How's it going, guys?
Good. Thanks for coming on. Yeah, we're very hungry.
Getting hungry now, man.
We're going to be very hungry on Wednesday when Frankie comes.
Oh, I can feel it now. My chops are getting busted already.
Yeah. In a loving
way. I was on the phone with Lewis the other day. He is a gentleman and a class act, and I appreciate him.
Yes, Frankie, too. I'm really excited because he is the original. Him and his family are the originator of the cheesesteaks, and it's an honor for actually to have him come to our place because we're, you know, only 4 years into this food industry and his family's 96 years into this industry. So it's actually an honor to have him.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thank
Lewis,
you.
Are you more happy about the Knicks winning or that you have him, Frankie, coming in to do the food?
The Knicks brought me a lot of heartache through my life because I haven't seen them win anything.
All right.
So I'm happy that they won, but, I mean, Frankie coming, obviously, like I said, is going to be a big thing. A lot of people are calling us already and like, when is he coming? When is he coming?
Nice.
So
it's going to be a mob scene.
It's going to be great. Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to send our big Mike, and he'll be there trying to get an interview with you guys.
Represent.
Okay. Perfect.
So what's the story with your pizza place, Lewis? 4 years now?
I'm sorry, say that again?
Yeah, 4 years you've been doing this?
4 years, yeah.
What's the story? How'd you get in?
So Dario, he is the main chef. He opened a place. He had a different partner at the time when he first opened, and him and his partner had a dispute. And then my brother was very friendly with Dario because he liked his food. And we came in, we bought his partners out, and we came in. So it's me, my brother, and Dario now own Dario's.
Perfect.
But Dario is the main chef.
Nice. And how many pictures do you think will be taken of Frankie?
Oh, a whole lot.
Several hundred at least.
That's just on one phone.
Exactly right.
Well, this is great. Yeah, you know, I mean, people are going to start lining up for this.
Yeah, it's going to be a line big time. Yep.
Yeah, people are calling already. Yesterday we were texting, oh, what day is he coming? What time? So, I mean, you know, he's a legend in the cheesesteak community.
Philadelphia,
your words are very kind, Lewis. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Yeah, so, speaking online right now.
Yeah, I mean, you guys right are going to have a special spot in the corner. Don't worry. We got a table reserved for you guys.
Okay.
All right. Very good.
I leave right now.
Yeah, so we're gonna send a guy. He'll record this, and we'll play it back, and we'll follow up with you guys. And I love that Frankie's going to make good on his bet.
This is
and
awesome.
This is a lifelong thing. Like
it
he
is.
Said, these pictures, they're never going to go away.
No, they're not. No, sorry.
Never going to go away.
In a good way.
And let's go, Knicks.
Yeah.
Let's go Knicks. Right. We got to keep going. Doesn't matter if it's the Cavs or Detroit. We're still pushing.
Frankie was very quiet during that. Let's go Knicks.
I'm just thinking right now. I'm just thinking next time the Sixers threaten to leave Philadelphia and go to New Jersey, I'm going to get some money together and pay the toll.
It'll help you out, man. Help you move. Yeah.
Just because you build them a new stadium doesn't mean they're going to play any better.
Frankie, thanks for coming on. Lewis, thank you for coming on. We'll talk to you guys soon.
Thank you, guys.
Take care.
Thank you.
Right. Lewis, I'll see you on Wednesday.
Yes, Frankie, thanks.
All right, brother. Take care.
All right, I'll see you. Oh, that's Mike.
I'm so hungry.
We gotta send him there.
Me too. Starving.
It melts in your mouth.
I love the story behind it.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It was all about like convenience or something different.
Yeah,
you know,
tired of hot
dogs. Hamburger was convenience, yep. And the guy is just tired of hot dogs.
Yep. And legend is born.
If you're just tuning in, we had Frank from Pat's King of Steaks, the inventor of Philly cheesesteaks, on the phone. Made a bet with Lewis from Dario's Pizza in West Hempstead, Long Island, on the Knicks-Sixers series.
Yeah.
Obviously, Lewis won that, and now Frank is going to go from Philly over to Dario's Pizza in West Hempstead and make some pizza, make some Philly cheesesteaks, and boy, that's going to be
make good on his bet.
They should have him sweep, too.
Sweep the floors. Yes, that's great.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.